Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Detroit Tigers, once again, that's the bed last night. They were leading 1-0. Reese Olson was pitching great until he got to the sixth inning. And they gave up 5 in the sixth, 4 in the seventh, 2 in the eighth, and they lose 11-4 as the Tigers came up with 3 runs in the ninth inning. And I don't think that momentum of the ninth inning is going to carry over into tonight when they got Montero on the mound against, I believe it's Berrios pitching for Toronto. Is that correct?
Correct.
I think so. I don't even know what to say. You run out of words to say. Look, I know it's baseball. Teams go through crap like this. But it's not just that they're losing. I feel like a broken record. I say this every morning. It's the way they're playing. They're 1-10 in their last 11 games. And I don't know what to feel here because they were so good, even though I never thought they were a great team. They obviously did have the best record in baseball. They were finding ways to win. The pitching was holding up for the most part, the starting pitching. The bullpen has been an issue pretty much all season, but they were getting timely hits, more home runs than you ever thought they would get because it was not a power-hitting team going into this season. And things were looking great. This is going to be a great summer, and it still is a great summer because we're still following baseball, but there's a lot of angst now that they only lead by 8 games, which in a weird way sounds crazy, but it's because you're 1-10. So I wanted to ask the question, 248-539-9797. Were we duped by what they were before this? Are they fraudulent? Are they frauds?
It's a legitimate question to ask. And when we talked to AJ, he brought up the fact that, hey, they were the first team to 40 wins, first team to 50 wins. They were the first team to 60. They still can be the first team to 70 wins. I believe right now they're tied with 2 other teams with 60 wins, and another team has 61. So it's not like
Milwaukee, who'd won like 11 in a row or something.
Okay, so yeah. They've won 11 in a row. They've been on a heater.
Right.
Cleveland was on a heater. Toronto has been on a heater. The Tigers had their heaters early on. And just because they have had a downturn right now doesn't mean that they can't pick it back up and be the team that they were going into that Seattle series. I think they're more like the team that we saw that was 60-40. The first team to 60 wins, that they were not the best team, but they had the best record in Major League Baseball, more so than they are what we've seen. And I'll give you an example. Now, this is somewhat apples to oranges in comparison, but the Dodgers, the mighty, mighty Dodgers, with all their payroll and Shohei, and he's back on the mound, and he can't miss, and he's hitting home runs, and Freddie Freeman, and Will Smith, and all of these different players, right? You look at them, you're like, okay, how could they possibly lose any games?
Well, because a lot of their other players are hurt.
Okay. And I'm not going to sit here and say, well, okay, it's Kerry Carpenter.
Right.
Like him coming back is not
going to be Muncy the savior. Muncy or any of their starters that the Dodgers are missing.
Right. But they are a team right now. They've got 60 wins. Mm-hmm. How did they get here? Well, they were rolling right along. Before the All-Star break, they lost 7 of 9. Since the All-Star break, they've lost 4 of 6. And I don't know. I mean, maybe in L.A. they're doing the same type of radio we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Are they frauds? Are they overpaid? That's probably more the conversation they're having there. Certainly not overpaid here.
No. The problem is, though, but at least if you're comparing the Dodgers to the Tigers, and I know you said apples to oranges, John.
Yes.
But the Dodgers are playing in a in the National League, which is a lot better.
It's better, and their conferences or their division is much better. I get all that. Yes. But, I mean, they lost a series to the Twins.
Yeah.
So it's it can happen to really good teams.
I know. I totally agree.
And so I don't know that I'm ready to say that they're frauds. And I would love to know from our listeners, 248-539-9797, do you think that we were duped? Are they frauds? What do you believe? Were they more the team that was the first team to 60 wins? Or are they more the team that we've seen against Seattle, against the Pirates, and now what we're seeing in this series against Toronto?
The problem is, and there's still losses, I believe, and I don't have it in front of me, the Dodgers, when they've been losing these games, some of them have been like really tight, you know, 5-4 games. The Tigers, up until the three useless runs yesterday in the ninth inning, they can't hit. And I just don't see that changing that much. I think they're not going to hit it as bad as this clip, but I don't see them hitting like they did earlier in the season where they still needed bats. We have some tickets.
In the series, just going back to the Dodgers.
Right.
All right. They lost. They started off with that horrific loss to Houston, 18-1.
Right.
So there's one run. They lost another one to Houston, 5-1. They lost to Milwaukee, 9-1. 3-1. 3-2 in 10 innings. So it's yeah. And now since the break, they have lost a couple 8-7 games. Right. But it doesn't matter how you lose them.
I know. I just the Tigers have become unwatchable. That's the problem. 248-539-9797. We're asking, were we duped earlier? Are the Tigers fraudulent? I don't think they're frauds. I don't think they're as good as they played earlier in the season. That's obvious what's going on right now. But they're obviously, in my opinion, not as bad as they are now either. And I still think they're going to hold on and win the division. But what do I know? As people say, it's I blame you, Stoney and Costa, for burying the Guardians with half the season left. It was a little less than half the season, and I just endorsed it. Costa did the actual shovel.
you tried to pawn off a little bit of ownership?
Well, he did it, and I said, I'll endorse with you.
You're a follower.
Yeah.
Is that what you're admitting to?
Well, no, because of my history of burying so many teams, and it never works. So I let somebody else do the burn.
So you haven't learned, but you endorsed it. It's the same as digging the hole.
Well, whatever. I endorsed it. How can players get hot on the Tigers when A.J. Hinch utilizes the matchup lineup and pitching chaos? Well, they don't have enough good players from to do anything else, I don't believe.
I think AJ's doing the right thing. He's trying to create matchups and trying to put guys in position where they can succeed, mm-hmm. knowing that other than Riley Green, because he's hitting about 280, I know there's strikeouts and that's kind of holding everybody's opinion back of him. You're hitting 280. You're doing pretty good in Major League Baseball these days.
Yes. A.J. Hinch has one ejection this year and one last year. Leland had 9 his last 2 years. Leland also knew which buttons to push and went with umpires and players. A.J.'s getting outmanaged every day and nobody bats an eye. I don't think he's getting outmanaged. I think he's done a good job of making chicken salad out of you-know-what. And the whole ejection, temper, fire, brimstone, that's who Jim Leland was. Do you want your manager or anybody in life to just do things?
To put on a show?
That it's not them?
Right.
If he's pissed, he'll be pissed. And a lot of times, if he's giving this team the riot act, we don't know about it. And
I asked him that.
Yeah, I know you did.
And I wasn't necessarily meaning, hey, did you you know, get after him last night?
Right.
But is there a time, and I don't know if it's in his personality or not to even do that. And if it's not, I don't want him to be something that he's not. I don't want him to put on a show just to put on a show.
Yeah.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Good morning, guys. The Tigers have lost so many games. Now it's time for G-Mac Cash to write another song about them. The Tigers lost again. I have tickets for the game tonight, and the excitement to go to the game is gone. It feels like the opposite effect of what they did last year. They are dead in the water, and unfortunately, it doesn't feel like anything they do at the deadline will put them back to being a World Series team. That's from Mike. I understand the feeling, but I do also believe that if they get two wins in a row or something, just get a good vibe going. Speaking of vibes, all this seems to have happened with the return of Meadows. Vibes have been different. I think the team should look at sending Meadows back down so Javi can go back to center and get this roster back on track.
That was when it felt like they were at their best.
Mm-hmm. I need Riley Green to sit a couple games and correct himself. That's from Max at Downriver. He did sit out one game. Mm-hmm. He did have two hits yesterday, although one of them was in the ninth inning. Didn't make a difference. Jody from Florida says, opponents have Tiger bats figured out. Can't hit off speed pitches, breaking balls, and they chase and miss the high fastball. Yes, they are missing the high fastball.
But I'm also not going to sit here and say, well, it took the rest of Major League Baseball 100 games to figure that out.
No, I know. That's one of the things in baseball I can't figure out. Because when we look at home, we say, why are you swinging a pitch up here? And it's been explained to me that it's because when the ball leaves, it's such a quick judgment. It's,
right.
It's not like chasing, from the other batter's box like Javi did last year.
Yeah.
This baseball team looks broken. Water has found its level. That's Josh and Warren. Guys, to be totally honest, no one knows. It's almost we have to just wait till they're out of the funk. If we don't start winning at a high clip in the next month, we're 100% a fraud.
Well, they have an opportunity to play against some good teams. And division opponents, because they've got three more against Toronto. Mm-hmm. Arizona is that team that's kind of around 500, but they're still better than Pittsburgh was.
Yeah.
And then they're on the road to Philly. They got the Twins, the A's. I mean, the Angels. So they are going to play some good teams. They have a chance to rewrite the script, get back to where they were.
Yes. Are the Tigers frauds? The only frauds are you guys with your super negativity. All teams go through slumps. Jesus, you can talk about their weak points and not be so freaking negative all the time. I'm just about to turn off the freaking radio because I'm tired of listening to it. I think we're just dealing with facts.
Well,
I'm not questioning. Nobody's questioning their character or anything like that.
I thought you brought up a good point earlier, and this is where I'm on the mindset that they're not frauds, that they are going to get back to closer to where they were at the beginning of the season or the first 100 games. When you brought up, if it wasn't, four in a row right now with three against Pittsburgh and one against Toronto, it wasn't three against Seattle, two against Texas, they lost the series. If it was split up to where it was in the beginning of the season, where they were still winning series, two games to one, mm-hmm. or it was a three-game streak and then it was followed by a three-game winning streak.
Right.
Like, if they divided it up a little bit more, you get to the end of the season and it's 162. You add the wins, you add the losses. It doesn't matter if there was a hot streak, a
Correct.
Cold streak. It just matters what it is at the end of the season, and all teams go through this. Question is, how do they pull themselves out of it?
The texture is correct, and you pointed it out, and I did too earlier in the week. Every team does go through this, but a lot of times when teams go through these streaks, they don't look as bad as the Tigers do in every facet of the game. The Tigers, except for when Scooble pitches, basically, and he even had one un-Scooble-like performance against Seattle. Every aspect of this team has been awful. That's the difference. It's not just they're losing games. The Tigers are frauds because they don't have a leader. Dodgers scored 16 runs in three games. Give them some credit. No, in L.A., they are still recovering from a World Series win, John, so nobody cares. They're not bitching on the radio. I don't know. They might be. It's the one team they do care about, them and the Lakers. I think it's obvious they're closer to the 60-40. This team now is horrendous. There's no way they're this bad. So, of course, they're closer to being really good. All right. They are not frauds. I just think they need to make some trades and get a bat so they can protect other hitters. They definitely need a bat. We all agree. The question is, what are you going to give up? What do you have to give up?
Well, they have a lot that they could give up. They have one of the best minor league systems in all of baseball. Now, they just don't have exactly what Arizona wants.
For that.
But they just traded a first baseman for a couple of pitching prospects. Mm-hmm. Maybe, just maybe, they've filled their pitching needs, mm-hmm. and they're looking for something else now.
Yeah. What is currently happening is showing you every season why you should sign Scooble. He's our only saving grace. If we didn't have him, I'd say this year is dead. Of course, I think they want to sign Scooble too. Mm-hmm. I think they want to give him a hell of a lot of money. I think he and his agent are going to play this. They want to do the John Jansen system, play it out, go to free agency, and see what they can get. Mm-hmm. And that's why at the end of the season, I think the Tigers are better off trading him into winter meetings or wherever, because I don't think you can afford to lose him for nothing.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.